Here's some of the news we'll cover this hour. Times Square bomber linked to the CIA-controlled terror group. They were also running drills. We confirmed that. This is CNBC. Greek debt crisis on verge of going global. And we've seen a 1,000-point drop in the stock market. Then the feds went in and propped it back up, of course, with taxpayer money, and drove it back up another 500 points. But it just shows how serious this situation is. Dow plunges amid Europe lending worries. I appreciate callers holding so long. We've had Red Beckman on, and so much has been going on. Sean, Tim, Chris, Carl, Mike, and others. Red Beckman, founder of the Fully Informed Jury Association, an icon of the Patriot Movement for those that just joined us. Let's take some of your phone calls. Sean in Michigan, you're on the air with Red Beckman. I tell you, stuff's getting crazy.
Yes, it is. It is, Alex. I want to thank Mr. Beckman for specifically mentioning the precedent set back in 1989. I'd also like to request that you could wait till a commercial break and get my phone number, as I have some important information I need to get into your hands, Alex.
Well, the problem is I work so much. Callers call all the time and want to talk to me. You ought to just send it to me in email, but go ahead, sir.
I have sent an email, but I know that your volume has got to be skyrocketing with what's going on. But I really want to thank you to Patriots, that's for sure.
Well, thank you, sir. What else is on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, I know that you're not a believer in astrology, and I'm sure you've been taught that. But I've stumbled upon some astrological information that I really do need to share with
you. It's funny, George Humphrey was just here, former city council member, economist, really respect him, and he said, he was telling me, it's the greatest thing ever happening coming up in August, it's deadly, it means the world government, it means the total, is that basically it?
July 30th, sir.
Maybe he said a different month.
All the major planets.
Well, I know this, the elite are obsessed with this, and so they do things according to that. I mean, they even admitted that Ronald Reagan made all his decisions according to an astrologer. Let's get a quick take on this interesting point from Red Beckman. Red, whether it's real or not, and I don't tend to put stock in it, I'm more scientific about things. The point is, the elites certainly do, don't they?
They do. They do, and but it doesn't always work in their favor. I don't think it's going to work in their favor this time because I think they've gone way too far. I think they've pushed the people on this planet to the point where they're not going to, take it any longer. Now, you see, I'm going back to the late 80s again, when those satellite nations or republics of the USSR. You see, it went from one to the next. I mean, it was just like a chain reaction across Eastern Europe as those countries, East Germany, and they took the wall down and all these other countries wanted to be free. That was just kind of a microcosm, you see, of what is going to happen worldwide. That was just a preliminary. Now we're going to see the whole thing. We're going to see all across the planet. We're going to see the people wanting to be free from that small group of scoundrels that have been manipulating us for centuries. The Rothschild family and the Federal Reserve Bank and such. Those guys have to be sweating blood right now because I'll tell you, if this thing gets out of control, and it will, there's no question about it. It may not be just today, it may not be tomorrow, but it's coming. It's coming. No ifs, ands, or buts. People want to be free. They don't want to be dictated to by some outlaws, and it's going to be right across the board all over the world. I mean, where in the world do we have a stable government today?
No, they're all run by J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others, ripping everybody off and taking over the governments and telling us. Yeah. And the head of the IMF 2 weeks ago said in the headline, the good times are over for you. You're going to pay all your money to us, and just laughed at everybody. And Obama making jokes about predator drones killing people. And they now admit, here's a headline, no-name terrorists, now CIA drone targets. The zit-faced kids flying these drones can kill whoever they want.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Last hour in a 10-minute period, the stock market dropped by more than 1,000 points. The Plunge Protection Team, or the President's Open Market Committee, went in with taxpayer money and pumped it back up, which is also a scam. Because as it starts plunging, citizens dump. Then select banker groups can come in and buy it up. There is rioting going on all over Greece as they tell them that the pension funds must be given to J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others. Gold is right up at $1,208 an ounce. It shot up over $30-plus dollars today. Euro shares fall for third day to two-month low. Stocks extend plunge on concerns about Greece. And again, this was all because derivatives were sold premeditatedly to destroy the markets for consolidation. We have the internal Goldman Sachs emails. And the White House is almost completely run by Goldman Sachs. They're planning that here. And they're planning to take your pension funds. You watch. They're now announcing it. Red Beckman, founder of the Fully Informed Jury Association, patriot icon over 50 years, author. I'm going to go to Tim, Chris, Carl, Mike. You've been holding a long time. But we did pull up the video of Ceausescu, Romania, the beginning of the fall of the Soviet Empire, and their corrupt system. And Red Beckman, Air Force veteran patriot, he's saying he believes worldwide, he's been saying this for a while, that we're now going into this phase. So does Gerald Celente. So does Bob Chapman. So does Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. They're saying it can go either way. Getting the word out about the New World Order and the banking cartel setting up world government. They're openly announcing it. No more denial is life and death. Red, recap what happened with the fall of the Soviet Union, while we play video of Ceausescu, 1 minute with his surveillance cameras, his secret police, his torture, his arrest without charge, everything the White House is now calling for. That's mainstream news, saying you're a terrorist, you don't have rights as a citizen. 1 minute he's up there waving to the crowds, everybody's afraid to speak out, and then within hours, this happens to him, he's bound. Now, again, I'm not for bounding anybody and this happening, because Ceausescu actually ran things, he was the dictator. This is a global banking system of crime that must be dismantled, charged by grand juries, due process for everyone. But Red Beckman, break down while we roll this video in the background at PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listeners, we're going to post this up on InfoWars if you want to view it. While we roll this video in the background, go ahead.
Well, the Eastern Europe, of course, you've got Poland, East Germany, all those small countries, Czechoslovakia, you got Hungary. And then Romania, of course, had been ruled by that outlaw Ceausescu or whatever his name was for, I think, over 20 years, if I remember right. And the people had been hammered by this dictatorship. And all this was a fever that was, it was contagious, this wanting to be free. And all of Eastern Europe broke away from the Union, the USSR. And Christmas Eve of 1989, the people in Romania gathered in Budapest, and they were in the streets, massive amounts of people in the main street downtown. And old Ceausescu ordered the military to clear the streets. And the military sent a detachment, and they started up the street, and then they stopped. And they had a little session, a little conference amongst themselves, the military. They turned their weapons around, went back to the government building, arrested Ceausescu. They had a military tribunal that tried him for treason and everything else and found him guilty. And within a matter of a couple of 3 hours, they had taken him, his wife, and one cohort, I think it was, if I remember right, out behind the building, up against a wall, and had a firing squad eliminate him. And the picture was shown on television worldwide, the three of them laying in the snow, the bloody snow. And that's a precedent that is only 21 years old. That's recent. That is very recent. And with what's going on, of course, they're talking about the riots and everything in Greece. I'm wondering what's going on in Portugal, what's going on in Spain, because those two countries, they figure, are the next two dominoes in the problem, the collapsing systems. Greece, of course, is apparently pretty well collapsed financially, and they say that Portugal and Spain are the next two. I'd like to know what's going on over there in those two countries right now.
Well, the bankers got emboldened by the fact that the EU said, we're going to take taxpayer money and give it to the bankers. And so the bankers the next day, 2 days ago, said, okay, we want money for England, Ireland, Portugal, Spain. We want your pension funds now. The government's going to take your pension funds and give it to us. And I want to go back to this footage of hours before. You've got crowds of Ceausescu supporters who instantly turn against him and kill him. And this is your cops. This is your government people. This is everybody that knows this is a criminal system. But they're going along through fear. And then the mind control lifts, the brainwashing lifts, the spell lifts. And suddenly the crowds drop all their pro-Ceausescu banners. And he is seized. And the military grabs him. And they put it on television within 3 hours, him being machine gunned with his wife. And all they were was little criminal thugs, scumbags. It would be so easy to bring Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan to justice. It would be so easy to have our grand juries indict these people if Americans would just have courage. And sure, it's dangerous for me to be up here standing up against them. It's dangerous for Red. But if they kill us, it just makes us martyrs. Nothing can stop this if you find your cojones, if you find your guts, if you find your spinal cord. We can peacefully take America back. But I'm telling you, if the globalists go ahead with hardcore secret arrest of citizens, SWAT teaming gun owners, it will bring on what people just saw on screen. They will conjure their own destruction, as all thugs do, because they think they're invincible. You know, when they're hauling Mrs. Ceausescu out to get shot, she is arrogantly, you know, griping at the troops like she's still God. But she found out she was just a human, didn't she?
You bet. You bet. And that, you see, the American people, when Arizona passed that immigration bill down there, they had Spanish, or the Hispanics, I should say, in Portland and Seattle and all these cities up north. Here they've got these Hispanics taking to the streets. Well, they haven't seen nothing yet. If the white people, if we the people, we the Americans, if we take to the streets, there isn't going to be any room for any of the rest.
Well, we want everybody to be part of the red, white, and blue.
Absolutely.
And the globalists have smartly said tea parties are evil, they're terrorists, but foreigners here protesting in mass, that's a good thing. They've come out and said, that's acceptable, that's good. I mean, look at Santa Cruz where they attacked families eating in a restaurant and set it on fire, and the media blacked that news out last week.
And I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, yeah, they're stabbing, murdering, killing, torches, burning.
Mm-hmm.
And the media, ABC Local said, well, this is good what they did. I've played the clip. The people they interviewed said, well, folks have a right to be angry. And so the arson is a good thing now. When it's a group, see, the globalists are counting on the foreigners to be their ace in the hole. It's
absolutely
not going to work, is it, Red?
Yes, that's what they got in mind. That's what they've got in mind. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Alex, you and I, we've been at this a long time, and we have known that this kind of these days had to come. So we may be the only ones that aren't surprised, but I don't think so.
Well, let's talk to Tim in Nevada. Tim, thanks for holding her on the air with Red Beckman. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon to both you guys. I just wanted to tell you guys three things and get both of your outlooks on them. I pay close attention to everything because that's what, you tell us to do. You tell us to research, do our own research, keep track of everything. And there's three things that I haven't heard you talk about, Alex. April 25th, around noontime, around 2 o'clock, there was a Joseph Sean McVeigh, age 23. He was arrested in the parking lot of the airport where Obama was vacationing and leaving from.
With a gun.
With a gun. The weird thing about this individual was when they came up on him, he had an earpiece in his ear. He had a police scanner in his hand.
Yeah, no. That was in my stack, and I meant to get to that, and it sounded like some type of intelligence operation and just a fake bust of somebody to create another little story about, oh, somebody had a gun for Obama, probably a government agent.
I saw it on the treadmill when I was at the gym. The next 2 days after that, I saw it at the gym on April 27th, Tuesday, in Bangor, Maine. I don't know what it is about Bangor, Maine, but they're using that city a lot. Derek Stansberry, Delta Flight 273, former U.S. intelligence specialist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, I'm a U.S. intelligence agent. I've got a bomb. And then it turned out he was high-level intelligence. I believe it was Army. And something weird went on, like they were trying to set him up or something. I know. I can't keep track of it all. Go ahead.
The other point, he also admitted that he was on psychotropic drugs. He was on, they said he was really out of it, and he had claimed that he took, I don't know, Valium and some other pills, big dosages.
Xanax.
So, yeah, and that was in the report. The other thing that I want to tell you that's not in the news, I have a lot of military friends in the northern Nevada area that are military and military intelligence and stuff, and they tell me stuff that they're not supposed to when we're working out at the gym. Like, one of the guys tells me that FEMA is storing generators and medical equipment and other things at the Reno airport. Well, I flew out of Reno Airport on Friday to go down to San Francisco, and sure enough, there were FEMA people there in uniform, and they were all over the airport.
They are gearing up for something big. They admit they're getting ready for continuity of government. FEMA's training the military to take on the Tea Parties and gun owners militarily. Oh, my God. Red Beckman, stay there. We're going to come back with more calls and continue to get into all the news. I mean, it is so crazy. The stock market drops by 1,000 points. Citizens aren't allowed to wear American flags. I mean, it is just insane.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Red Beckman is our guest. We'll give you a P.O. box address if you want to get some of his great books before he leaves us. Tomorrow we're going to know a lot more. We got Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster, and Bob Chapman, expert on the markets, joining us to analyze the incredible market manipulation. 1,000-point drop on the nose, races back up another 500. I mean, totally staged. You've got to know insider trading, plunge protection team, riots all over Greece, euro plunging, gold Like, let me just see where gold is right now, exploding. And this is because the markets are so rigged and the world is so angry and so upset over the fact that everybody's got to give their pension funds up. Yeah, it went up to 1,206 plus, went down to 1,202 right now. Just amazing. Again, Red Beckman is our guest here today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's talk to Chris in Maryland. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, no problem, Alex. Thank you. I got a question for you. With the stuff going on that I was listening to you guys just now talking about in Europe, and I assume or I would guess that the euro was falling at this time?
Yes.
Okay, now how would that affect them trying to collapse the dollar? Would it be like kind of a teeter effect where they're trying to collapse the euro?
The G20 has said they're going to target certain regions, the U.S. a year and a half ago, Europe now, to try to have organized banking collapses so they can consolidate without collapsing the entire system. So they lower us, then they lower Europe. They lower the third world, then they lower us again, then they lower Europe, then they lower Asia. Mark Fauber and others, a great analyst, he's saying 90% chance next 12 months, total implosion of China. And so this is an organized global collapse, and it's been declassified. The Great Depression was engineered. Wealth is not destroyed, it's transferred. The banking system, not your corner bank, but the big mega banks, they organize the booms and busts and the bubbles. We have this in the internal Goldman Sachs emails. Red Beckman, explain to them how fractional reserve banking works.
Well, fractional banking is the greatest robbery system that has ever been designed. And a bank, they can have, say, well, just use a simple figure. If they've got $1,000 that somebody has deposited in their savings account or into a CD, the bank will loan out 8 to 10 times that much money that they have in their reserve. When they can put out 8 or 10 loans out there covering $1,000, and all they've got is $1,000 in their reserve. It's a gamble for them that nobody's going to come in and want all their money at the same time. And that's not a good explanation, but that's
and that gives them an unfair trade advantage, and they also
absolutely
control the regulators, so only the mega banks are allowed to do this. So of course they take the planet over.
Yeah, and it's all phony, it's all fraud, and we've been had by our trust. We trusted people. And they violated our trust.
And so what the bankers now do, instead of just fractional reserve banking, with derivatives, it takes it to a level of 100 to 1, 200 to 1, 300 to 1. But instead of the banks doing fractional, they sell paper crud that's certified as gold, backed up by taxpayers, to the governments, to the pension funds. They make money on the way up and then on the bailout on the way down.
Yeah, it's the bankers. Well, just to give you an example of how Goldman Sachs operate, in Montana, we had the Montana Power Company, and it was a gold or a blue chip stock on the big board for many, many years, one of the very best. It was a company that was so solid and everything, and Goldman Sachs went to the state legislature in Montana and talked them into deregulating and one thing another, and they had a patsy that got elected or chosen as the CEO. And today, in a matter of, well, it's been 10 years now almost, but in a matter of a couple of years, a company that was blue chip and worth just tremendous amount of money was totally wiped out, totally wiped out. Those people, one lady that had spent her life as a bookkeeper in the headquarters for the company, she was getting about $3,000 a month to live on in her retirement, and she lost every penny of it, and she was having to live on $300-some-odd of Social Security.
And to explain how this works, Goldman goes into governments, corporations, they take all the real assets out, run up debts in the company's name, and then implode it. I mean, it's a mafia organization, and they do that to countries right now, and now they're doing it to the United States. And if the American people, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, stand up and say no, they just say, you're a racist, sit down and shut up. We're taking over health care. We're taking over everything. Red Beckman, stay there. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. We're going to let Red Beckman go here in a moment. I appreciate all his time. Then I'm going to talk to Carl, Mike, Paul, John, and Cliff. And then that's it for calls because I want to recap the top news stories and hit some other news we haven't gotten to. But I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now. TSA worker made fun of every day. They make the TSA workers go through the body scanners. The staff would all stand around and make fun of the size of his sexual organ. And he finally punched one of them, and he's been arrested. And they put it in MSNBC and said, this is good to fight terror, and too bad if you got a small you-know-what. I mean, you cannot make this up. This is MSNBC headline. MIA worker assaults colleague who made crack at genitalia after walk-through machine. And they've got the police report at the smoking gun linked up on Drudge. In fact, let's go to Drudge and put that smoking gun article up for people. This is the humiliation where they put your family, your wife, your children, you through it. They're staging the terror. It's all fake. You got Bloomberg saying, if we say you're an extremist, you can't own a gun. No judge, no jury. We got Lieberman saying, arrest citizens, charge them as terrorists without even charging them. No judge, no jury, no habeas corpus, no due process. I mean, there is no doubt the people running this country want tyranny. And They abuse the abusers. They make the TSA people do this. And I've seen article after article where they make fun of good-looking TSA women's breasts, where they print off Hollywood stars' naked bodies and record them and laugh at us. I mean, this is just total police state domination. What is it about tyrants, Red Beckman, where they just love to dominate you and rub it in?
Cripples. They are mentally crippled, and when reality hits them, they're going to be in a state of shock. And of course, you know, I really anticipate some very, very, very severe backlash coming from the people. It's going to come from the masses because, as I've said so many times, there's so many more of us than there is of them. And we are the ones who are going to win. It has always been this way in history. Sure, they take a toll to start with, but then enough people become upset and angry, and they reach a point where they lash back. And when they lash back, it's Katie bar the door.
Absolutely, and that's why they want to invoke racial division. That's why they want to play the illegal aliens off against the American people, and the media tells them, oh, you're poor victims, go burn some stuff, is because the globalists want us fighting with each other instead of recognizing the offshore banks that have destroyed all of our nations and are in the process of further destroying our economic base. That's why I reach out to all Americans and say, don't drink the Kool-Aid. We must secure the borders. And when the banks try to invoke racial issues over this, they are engaged in treason. They are engaged in divide and conquer. But their divide and conquer, you know, saying if you're against socialized medicine, you're a racist, it isn't going to work anymore. And I think, I know, Red, they've overplayed this so many times that they have screwed the pooch.
Absolutely. They've done it to themselves. And their day of judgment is coming shortly.
Absolutely, my friend. Now, before you leave us, you've written several great books. You basically sell them at cost. They're very informative. And you got a big response last time you were on. It's great to get your material out to people. Tell folks about a few of your books and how they get them.
Well, I was on a couple of months ago on your program, and this is a barometer that tells me how this thing is expanding and how people are searching for answers. Because we got the biggest response to an offer that I made, and I'm just going to remake that offer today. Anybody that sends us a $10 bill or so, we will send them a copy of my book, Why the Militia? A very, very good book. They will love that book. And then the little book, Walls in Our Minds, that is just so basic, and you'll want to read it more than once. And for $10, why, we'll send that, and that's about a $15 offer. Because it's over $2 for the postage. The postage is eating us alive on this stuff. But we'll send that Why the Militia and Walls in Our Minds. And if you ordered last time, order again and see to it that your family, all the people in your family, get a chance to read these two little books. And, of course, they have to order it from Red Beckman. And that's P.O. Box 61. Carols, and that's Carrolls, Carols, Washington, and that is 98609 zip code. And the last time we had to have extra help come in and take care of the mail. And people that have listened to this program today and have heard this excitement about what's going on, they should be trying to get themselves better informed immediately, not tomorrow, the next day, or anything else. Try to get going on it right away, and you'll be glad you did.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center demonized Ron Paul, yourself, myself, and others, but they called you Bulldozer Red because the IRS bulldozed your house many years ago, and that just is an example of just how criminal these groups are and how they think it's funny. Red Beckman, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you.
And God bless you. And I just know that you're in a good position to get the word out, and it's working. Thank you for letting me be on.
Thank you for joining us. There goes Red Beckman. Now, I'm going to jam some final calls in, but first I want to recap news. And one plug here, because I realize I've done 3.5 hours of radio, never even plugged my videos today, and that's how we fund this operation and this imploding economy. Number one, the videos wake people up. They're one of the best, most successful tools out there, and it's you getting them and making copies that is having this big effect. But secondarily, it also financially supports us. So you see it basically as a donation. When you buy a Patriot Don't Tread on Me t-shirt or an Obama Joker t-shirt or Fall the Republic that details how the banks are taking over and how to stop them, this film, everybody's got to see this, folks. This is the number one most important video out there. This film, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, just came out. Year and a half in the making, big budget. Jason Burmes was the director. I'm the producer. Covers the globalist crimes, their activities, their pervert rings, their drug dealing. Such an important film for people that want to understand the New World Order. And just hundreds of clips of world leaders calling for world government, New World Order. Anybody in denial needs to see Invisible Empire, available at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore. And then, of course, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. 2 hours, 20-plus minutes, 30 minutes of extras, the FEMA camps, the troops being trained to take on the Tea Parties, the gun confiscation training, all documented, the military admitting it, the military being told to set up my camera crew and say they're terrorists, it's all on video, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, anybody that wants to know how they're coming at us, how the globalists have tried to brainwash the military and police to go after the American people, the Governor's Council under NORTHCOM, the Homeland Security, Homeland Brigade, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I had made a police state film in almost 8 years. This is my fourth film. It's on the police state. It is so important. Everyone see this. Available on DVD at Infowars.com. Or you can see all my films in super high quality and download them and burn them to disk and give them to people at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. And again, your financial support of our sponsors and the products we sell makes this show possible, so please support us as well. You can also write to us. If you want to give us a donation, that's fine, too. It's all helping us. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. We're having the biggest effect. We are the tip of the spear. We're one small part of the whole, but we are the biggest small part, and we're really having a big effect, and all that credit goes to you out there. I want to salute you and thank you. And the straits are dire. This isn't just Alex Jones saying this. You can go read the bill. Judge Napolitano 2 weeks ago talked about this on the show, and he's a former federal judge. S3081, John McCain, and others that have introduced this, Lieberman, it says no judge, no jury, no charges, no indictment, no grand jury, no trial, nothing. The government, the Pentagon, for any reason, it states, wants to arrest a U.S. citizen. You can be secretly arrested, snatch and grab. They pull up in a white van, throw a bag over your head. They can fly you to torture centers. It says enhanced interrogation. You don't get a trial. It is for U.S. citizens. And no court, no nothing can do anything about it. It is just the absolute end of America. Now, what dovetails with that? Raw story, Lieberman, no U.S. citizenship, rights for terrorist. So they're saying, oh, this guy was a U.S. citizen. He doesn't deserve a trial. Well, if you've got the evidence that he did this, you need to put it on. But it turns out they were running drills, which is always a sign of it being staged. And it turns out that he was part of a CIA-controlled group. This is official information. It's up at PrisonPlanet.com, Times Square Bomber, linked with CIA control group, terror group, always the same, just like Lee Harvey Oswald, Tim McVeigh, same story over and over and over again. And continuing, Bloomberg says deny Second Amendment to anyone on the terror watch list. 1.5 million people on it. Now they're saying you can't have a job if you're on it. No way to get off of it. Secret list, a secret government. They arrest you and say you're a terrorist. And remember, all the training is for the Tea Parties, conservatives, returning veterans, and gun owners. All you conservatives have been sold on getting rid of the Bill of Rights because you think it's for brown people overseas. It's for Americans, regardless of what color you are. Here's another one, WorldNet Daily, in case you doubt me. Next step, no guns allowed for right-wing extremists. Bill empowers Attorney General to forbid firearms for those suspected dangerous. WorldNet Daily. H.R. 2159. They have federal and state bills all over the country to do this. 100% unconstitutional, 100% illegal. You better be afraid of the big out-of-control government, not their little patchy boogeymen, okay? People just, oh, I'm so scared, I want to give all my rights up or the terrorists might give me a break. Now, here's another one. Lieberman seeks to strip citizens of citizenship. No judge, no jury. The Pentagon strips it. Same deal. Federal bill. Here's another one. Schumer, as bad as he is, says Schumer changes tune on stripping extremists of citizenship. A key U.S. senator who indicated tentative early support for stripping U.S. nationals tied to overseas terror groups, it's at their discretion, of their citizenship, now firmly opposes the plan. His office said Wednesday, Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer has said Tuesday that he had not reviewed the controversial proposal from independent Senator Joe Lieberman, but that it sounds like something I'd support. Having learned about the proposal, the senator believes it would be found unconstitutional and would also be ineffective in this context. So they won, and they got the bills introduced to just suddenly you can't buy a gun because the government says so. And remember who Bloomberg blamed on Monday and Tuesday. He said, I think Tea Party people probably did this attempted bombing. This is going to be used on the American people. You're the target. You're not even allowed to wear an American flag. Businesses that have them up get them torn down. Kids that try to wear them at school, this isn't the first time, get sent home. Okay? Don't even have the right in America to wear an American flag. That's these people. They're not liberals. They're not conservatives. They're a bunch of tyrants. This stuff's all bipartisan to strip citizens of their citizenship. The Pentagon strips you of your citizenship and throws a bag over your head. They're the terrorists, folks. The people running our military staged the terror attacks to fool the military into going along with this. They've been caught over and over again. Oh, man. Oh, I mean, look at this article. Students kicked off campus for wearing American flags. Then they cut to teachers and students saying, it is insulting of Mexican heritage to wear an American flag. What in the world? That's telling Hispanic Americans that you can't. Because some of the kids are Hispanic, that you can't wear, they tell Hispanic kids you can't wear American flags? I mean, this is not the Twilight Zone. You think Ceausescu was a joke? You think Stalin was a joke? You think Mao was a joke? You think Hitler was a joke? You think Pol Pot was a joke? You think Fidel Castro was a joke? You think Julius Caesar was a joke? You think Lenin was a joke? You think all this evil, this is what normally happens, folks. America's being taken over by offshore banks. I don't want to be the enemy of the illegal aliens. A lot of them are hardworking, good people. But the government and the media and the universities are radicalizing them, teaching them to hate America. When I went to Anderson High School, I was taught in history class that America was bad and that the U.S. belonged to Mexico. And I was taken to a UT field trip by art class to be told the same thing. I mean, you know, this is what goes on. And how dare I ever wear an American flag? I cannot believe this is going on. More articles they just brought in here. Oh, my gosh. These are from GCNlive.com, and I'm going to your phone calls. I mean, I'm not the radical for wanting to wear an American flag. I'm not the radical for wanting my Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm not a terrorist because I support the original Tea Party that Ron Paul founded. Audit the Fed, push strengthened by second front in the Senate. Very exciting. Steve Watson, GCNlive.com. That's another important article. Patriotic American students persecuted for Stars and Stripes on Cinco de Mayo. This is a Kurt Nimmo article that fully details what's going on. GCNlive.com. Here's another one. You want to watch this video. We ran out of time. It's Alex Jones on RT. Greek crisis will come to America. Times Square eyewitness said bomb scare looked like drill. And we also have a cop saying it was a drill. Very important information. Stock market falls more than 1,000 points. That's also GCNlive.com. Okay, we are out of time here, except for calls for people that have been patiently holding. It's just the stuff's getting crazy, folks. Gold up $33 today. Let's talk to Chris and Carl in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I want to give kudos to you and all the other guys that are out on the front lines taking the heat. And I know you're sacrificing your lives for this, as I have been for 22 years against these buggers. I have some heads up for you here, if you'll ask your people to just take a look at it. The insurance military game is done by Munich Re out of Germany. they use derivatives on derivatives on derivatives, and they're taking $2 million per person that gets killed over in the other country.
Yes, I had actually seen that. That's like Walmart and others take $2, $3, $4, $5 million insurance policies, especially out on those greeters. Those greeters, oh, they're paying them $7 an hour. They give an old lady a job. No, they got $3 million on her, and they've got an actuary knowing when she's going to die, and the family never knows they get $3 million on her. Exactly. We're all seen as animals they suck on, and they all, the big banks make money off of every dead troop, and the more dead troops, the better. That's why they won't buy them body armor. They just hate everybody. Go ahead.
Harper's Magazine, October 2009. You can get that on page 42. You'll come up with some of that.
Give folks the headline. Harper's Magazine, tell us again.
Harper's Magazine, October 2009. It's page 42.
And they talk about how these big derivatives companies are buying insurance policies on the trips.
Yes, sir. And it goes back to Munich Re. And isn't it interesting that Germany just surpassed China as the world's leading economy?
Well, the Germans government itself is always trying to take over, and it's a big part of the euro. And is Germany's now the third largest weapons producer.
There's three more things that I need to cover with you, if I may.
Go ahead.
Armories have been shut down back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they moved in the SWAT teams at the local armories.
Yes, I know. That's it. Key?
Animals now are migrating from the higher parts in the northwest.
Stay there.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Okay, look, we got loaded phone lines. I'm trying to give each caller about 45 seconds so we can get to as many of you as you can. I forgot to mention pre-sale of Don't Tread on Me about states' rights, how to take the states back. Great new Gary Franchi / William Lewis film is starting pre-sales today. InfoWars.com. You'll get it first if you order it from us. I'm in the film. Great new film. The new trailer that we produced is going up in the next 10 minutes at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and it's going to be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next 30 minutes or so. So just be made aware of that. Very excited about that. Another salvo in the InfoWar. All right, real fast, Carl. You're talking about animals moving out of a lot of areas. They're saying the super volcano could blow up. That's thousands of times bigger of what's in Iceland. Is that what you're getting at? Because I've seen the articles.
Right. Now, I called Canupe up there in South Dakota. You had him on your program before. He's one that's going to get the New World Order up there. And I gave him the heads up on that, and he says, yeah, he's aware of it. And so are the people in Oregon. I talked to Whitefeather last weekend. And then Canupe was pulled over and stopped at gunpoint yesterday as they try to take his little boy from him. He's already gone through the tribal courts, and they gave him permission to have the...
Unfortunately, we're out of time. You've covered about five subjects. You'll have to call me back another day because I want to get to some other people, but I appreciate your call. I got to just do a whole show, the next a bunch of shows with no guests, but we do have Salente coming up tomorrow and Bob Chapman, so it's a catch-22. I do want to hear your calls, though. Mike in California, you're on the air. Quickly, go ahead.
You bet, sir. Thank you. Bloomberg gave us a bit of an input, like I mentioned the other day on the phone. Took that guy's statement. He's saying we need to protect. We need the professionals to protect us against terrorists and take our guns away, but if you call the cops, they don't show up. We are the professionals. We are the people. We are the professionals. We're the ones who are always on duty 24 hours a day in this country. The guy needs to pull his head out of his tail or be forward to...
Yeah, you're talking about Bloomberg saying we don't have a right to guns. Only the police have rights to guns, and he wants to ban citizens owning guns, basically.
Yeah, but we don't have any policemen. They take half of them away and put two on duty. So what good is it going to be to call those guys? It doesn't do any good.
Well, they're already telling all the cops they can only write tickets. They can't help us.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to be the ones taking care of it and watching for terrorists and being able to protect ourselves against terrorists, in my opinion. Real quick on the other point, Napolitano was mentioning three laws to help protect the people from the federal onslaught that looks like it's pending. I kind of rewrote it and folded it up to Barbara Boxer, adding the state isn't any state employee is not allowed to enforce unconstitutional laws, as well as any military, with no amnesty, and the penalty would be either their choice. They could be either exiled or put to death. Let them have their own choice of what they want for doing so.
All right, I appreciate your call. I got to jump. Your phone's not that good. We're almost out of time. Let's talk to Paul in California. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today? Wanted to say thank you. Obviously, you're always on the top, and I love you for it. I've actually been with you in New York, and we've actually protested together. I'm actually, a sidebar note, I was calling basically just to get in touch with you because I have somebody who wants to help you with a lot of your funding. Aside of that, I haven't listened to your show in quite some time, and it upsets me because there's so much stuff that's happening that I'm just... unaware of, and that really upsets me because I've always been one of these guys who...
Well, sir, don't worry. I do this about 16 hours a day, and I don't know half of what's going on, and that's the problem. It's so bad, so crazy, you can't wear American flags in America, because the illegals say so. I'm out of time. Send us an email, showtips@infowars.com. I apologize to John, Cliff, others. Call me back tomorrow, head of the line. Maybe I should just open the show up tomorrow with your calls. Because we do have a bunch of big, informative guests on the Friday show coming up. Quite a rant in the first hour on a host of issues, especially students kicked off campus for wearing American flag tees. That's about to be retransmitted on the internet at InfoWars.com, the podcast, the free iPhone app at InfoWars.com, and re-aired on AM and FM stations across the country. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. I want to salute all of them. And just want to say great job to all the listeners, sponsors, and everyone that makes this broadcast possible. We, the people, will defeat the New World Order and all their servants. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.